Now in its eighth season, the Phoenicia International Festival of the Voice will celebrate all things French at this year's celebration, which takes place August 4th through the 6th. Remaining true to its mission of bringing together some of the world's greatest vocal talent to audiences in the Catskills region, this year's festival will host internationally acclaimed performers and composers in a series of unforgettable open-air summer concerts that all share the alluring theme of French culture, including a star event, the beloved opera La Boheme. The Phoenicia International Festival of the Voice is a one-of-a-kind music event that allows audiences to experience world-class talent, often only seen in metropolitan venues, in a more intimate setting, while relishing the stunning beauty of the surrounding Catskill Mountains. We are joined now by General Director of the Phoenicia International Festival of the Voice, Maria Todaro. There's a lot there. I'm sorry.
I know, it's a mouthful. Hi, everybody.
Hello, Maria. And our dear friend, Louis Oti, who joins us this morning. Thank you very much. Great. Always good to see you.
Fantastic to be here.
Okay. And Maria said this just as you walked in, and I agree. It's hard to believe that it's been 8 years.
Oh,
you've
my
been
goodness.
On all 8 years.
Yes.
But that's great.
It's amazing to come here. We love you guys.
Well, we love you, and we love when people bring really great arts to our region and they stick around for a long time. So that's good.
And it's
and
quite
a great help in that.
It's a blessing and a challenge at the same time, but it's wonderful to do it here.
So for those who may just be listening us to the first time, which is hard to believe, but let's say that is the case. Tell us how you're different, because what you do is really interesting. It is different.
Thank you for asking this very good question. We are different because the setting is magical. The place is unique. The experience, more than just those incredible artists, and God knows they're incredible, they come from all over the world, sung at the Metropolitan Opera. Louis will talk a little more about them because he's our artistic director. But more than this, it's really a transformative experience that we offer to our visitors. The setting, the magic of just sitting in that grass where there's thyme that they can smell, surrounded by the beauty of the mountains under the stars in the Catskills, in that the uniqueness of the beauty around us that nature offers, and the magic of the music combined. Plus the taste of the Catskill, because we have wonderful, wonderful partners, vendors like Touzain Winery. So the food, the smell, the sound, the sight, all the senses are awakened. The wine, big time the wine, of course. We encourage our visitors to bring their picnic baskets. And, so I would say this is pretty much unique because of all those elements combined that you can only find there in Phoenicia, New York, 2 hours away from New York City.
Louis. you look forward to this, and as far as artistic director, what do you have on tap for this year of putting this? I guess the obvious question is, what brought you to a French theme?
That is the French theme. we look for a theme every year, and we had planned something French that we changed to La Boheme, and as La Boheme takes place in Paris, we decided to expand the French theme and explore French music. For instance, opening night will be an exhibition of sort of French chanteur kind of music, popular French music.
We're bringing a
gentleman from France named Olivier Laurent, who is in France called the Man of 110 Voices, who will come and sing Jacques Brel. They tell me there's a French person who's going to sing some Edith Piaf.
Yes, that's a surprise.
That's going to be a surprise. Okay. And we have...
Hint.
What do you mean they tell you? Didn't you plan this? How do you not know? What meetings are you not attending?
Poor Louis.
Well, I just don't know how much I have to tell.
All
how
right,
much I can't tell.
All
you know?
Right. All
well,
right,
we
fine.
Got to motivate people to come to our festival, so we have to deliver some information. This everything is a big surprise, guys. You're going to be so happy. Just come and you'll see.
Trust. Never hurt anybody.
Just trust.
Yeah. So besides this gentleman coming from France to sing Jacques Brel and Charles Aznavour and Maurice Chevalier, very classy, incredible singer, we have Lucas Meacham, who is an internationally known opera star. as well as Mireille Asselin, who is, she's Canadian, but has sung at the Met. And they will be offering French-themed songs and party pieces. Lauren Flanagan, Time Magazine's Thinking Man's Diva from a few years ago. And it's sort of a unique formula that we have.
Tell them about the big, exciting thing that everybody likes.
Which, well, everybody likes a lot of things.
Well, oh my goodness, don't give me that look. The French can-can girl.
That's true.
Oh, we got a big troop of can-can girl.
Where do you find them? How many are there?
Oh my goodness.
There are four girls and two guys.
Okay.
And they're fabulous. And they're coming from New York City. They're French. Right. And the French can-can is the most exciting, authentic can-can you'll see. And this is on this evening with those incredible artists. Plus the young discovery that we made in this area, faithful to our mission. You know, we discover every year talents from the area. And they will be featured in the Voice of Distinction.
Voices of Distinction, that's one of our sort of marks. The Voices of Distinction are pros and wonderful professionals mixed with local talent. And when I say local talent, I don't mean just...
Oh, they're fantastic.
They're incredible kids. And we've had people go on to do some amazing things from these concerts.
At the Met, at Glimmerglass.
At Glimmerglass, absolutely. So we feature young talent. We give them a chance to rub shoulders with these great professionals, and it becomes a really magical evening. So this evening of song is just going to be, it's going to be pure entertainment, and people are going to love it.
Allow me to just point out the obvious here, because that is my job, which is to look at this festival, which runs the 4th through the 6th, so that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and you handed me the brochure, and just looking at it, this is a lot of stuff. You know, you're doing a lot in 3 days.
Thanks for noticing. That's true. This is why it's a festival. It's because it starts at 10 in the morning and it ends at midnight. And the excitement and what we wanted to do in this little village of Phoenicia, which is so quaint and so beautiful, and we encourage everybody to come and visit just for the beauty of it. And it's so accessible from every part, from Albany, from New York, from the Berkshire. You can access it so easily, Route 28. This little village become a performing arts center. So you park your car in the morning and you can walk from a venue to another venue. And you start with your latte lecture, have a cappuccino in your hand and hear the stage director and the composer, you know, talking about their, you can ask direct questions to them. Then you move on to at 11, you have the Cambridge Singer at the Catholic Church. It's a medieval Renaissance universe you plunge into. Then at noon, you have a masterclass. At 3:30, you have a world premiere of an opera, The Trois Mousquetaires, which has the Three Musketeers have never, believe it or not, never been treated in an opera. You had it in Broadway show. Yeah, you had it in Broadway show. You had it in movies. God knows there's thousands of movies.
Absolutely.
Of it. But there's not one opera. And we have a scoop for you guys. The composer is actually a descendant of Johann Sebastian Bach. His name is Michel Bach. He's in his 30s. He lives in New York City. And he has composed the music of our very own Three Musketeers, that the first note will be heard in our field on August the 4th
and
at 3:30.
Our own Maria is the librettist.
And I happen to be
who
the librettist,
an expert on that particular time period in France.
You know, it's funny because it is spelled here in the brochure in French, and so I immediately looked at it and I said, oh, it's the Mousketeers. But no, it's the Musketeers.
It's the Mousketeers.
Mousketeers.
Mousketeers, yes.
All right. And then an open forum on
that's
that.
Right. Because it's a world premiere of the opera, we want to hear the, you know, impression we made on the audience. So we want to hear the questions they have, the thing they liked, the thing they didn't like.
Do you really? You want that?
We have snipers in places to shoot the people, but, you know. So
we equip. It would just seem to me so demoralizing to like come off stage and then just have that one person going,
Nah, I didn't like it.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that.
And we have, to make sure that they understand everything, we do have super titles because it will be sung in French.
In French.
So we have the super titles. People can read the translation as it's happening, like they can in La Bohème, the opera of Puccini. Everybody, we want to make it accessible to everybody. So we do have the translation happening on top of the stage.
All four acts, La Bohème will be the big, that's the big Saturday night performance.
That you have to bring your tissue box. it's really heartbreaking and beautiful. And we have more than 100 people on stage, 30 kids, 60 to 70 choristers, and of course a beautiful soloist.
And the principals, yes.
And a fire artist.
Oh, a fire artist.
A fire breather, yes.
Oh.
And Maria's the director for that, so she's putting all this
Maria
magic
is
together.
Everywhere.
When are you performing?
I'm actually going to be singing the role of the Cardinal Richelieu in The Three Musketeers. So I generally have the role of the evil person. Baritones tend to get those roles. You're either the dad or the bad guy. So I'm the bad guy.
Right.
I like it that way.
The baritone. I've heard that as either the bad guy or God.
Don't tell him that.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
It's already bad enough.
It's all in the interpretation. I think you can admit. So, that is Saturday, and then on Sunday the latte lecture begins on Sunday morning, and you look at Duke Ellington.
Oh my God, this is going to be incredible. This is a collaborative effort with the Catskill Jazz Factory, our friends Lucy and Pierce Playfair, an incredible organization based in Tannersville who have those absolutely stunning, it's a little bragging here, but they do with the jazz industry what we do with the classical industry in the Catskills. They bring world-class artists in the Catskills, in the jazz, in universe, people that, work with Winston Marsalis, perform in front of Obama. As we present world-class classical performers. So it was a no-brainer to collaborate with those guys. They have the same work ethics than us and the same aspiration to excellence that we have. So this is the first time we're collaborating, but we have in stock a lot of future projects that will be super exciting. We will say this next time we meet.
Okay. And then which will be your ninth year, which will be great.
So now...
So later on Sunday, you'll have that in the morning, the latte lecture, but then later in the morning is the spiritual side
That's
of
the
Duke, and that will actually be the,
That's
the,
right,
the
John
concert.
Yeah.
The concert.
That's right.
And then you have Sacred Harp. We should note, is at the Wesleyan Church, and that's from 11 to 12 on Sunday.
That's right. We actually decided to do it in the streets of Phoenicia because, like this, this is open to all. It's a free event, and this is really when the audience get to sing and not being performers and not listen to performers.
Mm-hmm.
So, what more attractive than putting it in the street that everybody can actually participate? I don't know if you're familiar with Shape Note. This is something that was born in this area. And it is for people that have never read music. It's a very specific way of learning harmony in 5 minutes. So basically, if you've never sung in your life and you've never read music in your life, you can sing in harmony in 5 minutes. It's the way it's conceived. It's fantastic. We have a great success. This is about the sixth year we're doing this. And people that never experienced singing, this is their opportunity. And we do it because it's fun to explore how it feels to sing instead of sitting and just listening.
And people should come early for that because it's growing
packed.
More and more popular. People
just
love it.
And it's completely free.
Yep.
And last but certainly not least, I just want to focus on the fact that both on both Saturday and Sunday you'll be holding master classes. So what is that?
Louis.
We have, we're doing a young art, well, we've had young artists every year, and the young artist program this year, we have six terrific young singers who will be participating in private master classes and some public master classes throughout the week. And this will be a special master class on Sunday with these kids showing what they've learned during the week and with the...
The concept of a master class is you have a master and you have students and they are basically learning in front of an audience.
Yeah.
So the audience has the benefit to see in front of their eyes the development of their, the progress. It is a fascinating experience. If people have not seen a master class, this is a great way to explore it because it's free also. So come for those free events. And you see the transformation of a young talent in front of your eyes. It's beautiful.
It is the Phoenicia International Festival of the Voice. It takes place August 4th through the 6th, rain or shine. And if you go to PhoeniciaVoiceFest.org, you can find out all the information you need to make your plans. PhoeniciaVoiceFest.org. We'll also have a link on our website at WAMC.org. And you can look there and find out more information. about the Phoenicia International Festival of the Voice, August 4th through the 7th. I'm just look at that brochure, and that's
sexy,
a lot of passion. Look
yes.
at that.
That's
yeah.
what La Boheme is all about.
Man,
it's passion.
It is
that.
Sexy.
And we've got some passionate artists.
Oh, all right. Again, it's PhoeniciaVoiceFest.org. Maria and Louis, I thank you so much. It's
thank
always
you.
A great pleasure to see you. I wish you all the luck in the world for a beautiful festival,
thank
and I look
you
forward
so
to
much,
your return next year.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Us
thank
too.
You.
Thank
excited.
You so much.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.